91X News.
It's minus 3 degrees with freezing fog at 4. I'm Dan Canatero with 91X News. Shares in the Research in Motion are down for a second day ahead of unveiling tomorrow for BlackBerry. 10 lineup as investors continue to take profits. At mid-afternoon, the stock was down almost 5% to 15.9 after falling 7% yesterday. Gareth Watson, Vice President of the Investment Management and Research at Richardson, GMP, says traders want to take some money off the table after a huge run-up.
Whether or not they'll be successful obviously is yet to be seen, and the market, I don't think, is willing to pay up heavily for it just yet until they can see some results coming through in terms of subscriber growth. But without a doubt, I mean, considering we've gone from something like, you know, $12 to almost 18 there a couple of days ago within a matter of weeks, without a doubt you're seeing some short-term traders in there just locking in the profit when they can.
As of Friday, the stock has soared 50% during January alone. A former CFL player has been charged with fraud in connection with a break and enter at his own restaurant. Renee Rogers explains.
32-year-old Mike Botterell of Belleville faces charges of fraud over $5,000. Belleville police officers were called to a break and enter at the Cove Patio and Grill on Dundas Street West in October of last year. Constable Jeremy Ashley of the Belleville Police says an investigation later revealed there wasn't enough evidence of a break and enter.
Subsequent to that, a claim was put in for insurance purposes, and another investigation was launched.
Also charged with fraud over $5,000 and public mischief is 28-year-old Wade Ennis of Belleville. They both have court dates next month. Anyone with information is asked to call Crime Stoppers or Jeremy Ashley of the Belleville Police. Renee Rogers, 91X News, Belleville.
Rescuers and a sniffer dog are trying to find two men swept into a quarry by a landslide. They were trapped in gravel at the bottom of a pit just east of Montreal. Police say it's nearly 100 meters deep. Canadian press reporter Andy Blatchford is on the scene and describes the rescue operation.
I can see two vehicles that are overturned, partially covered in gravel, and right now there are rescuers, there are police officers, and at least one firefighter down there trying to dig to get closer to one of the vehicles. There are still two workers at this quarry who are missing.
A third worker managed to escape and was taken to hospital by helicopter, and Blatchford says it was a scary incident.
Police said he suffered from frostbite and also from shock, but aside from that, he seems to be okay. He was in a crane that fell from the edge of the quarry, and police said it was nearly 100 meters deep, and somehow he managed to get out of this relatively unscathed.
It is not clear what triggered the landslide that swept two trucks and one excavation vehicle into the quarry. It took about 7 hours, but it's all 318 miners who were trapped underground at the Mode CX2 potash mine near Esterhazy yesterday were brought up safely after a fire. Mosiac's Brad Delory says operations in the K2 mine could be restarted today.
K1 is back in production, and we're currently investigating the fires that did occur in K2, so hopefully later today we'll be back up and into production.
It was 7 years to the day, January 28, 2006, when 20 workers spent 30 hours in a refugee station after 72 were caught underground after a fire broke out in the K2 mine. Delory didn't know if any of those mine workers were involved in yesterday's fire. The purpose of National Non-Smoking Week was to educate Canadians about smoking dangers. While over 50% of the population is smoke-free, 49% of Canadians over 15 still can't seem to quit. First-year Loyalist student Morgan says that she hasn't quit yet, but Non-Smoking Week did encourage her.
And the plan is to cut back, but if anybody out there is a smoker, they understand that it's difficult, and you have to do it in moderation. You can't just quit right away.
The Cancer Society says tobacco is still the leading cause of death in Canada. Schools were out early today due to an updated weather forecast predicted to affect Hastings, Prince Edward, Lennox, Addington, and Frontenac counties. Students will be leaving early. The decision affects students with Algonquin Lakeshore Catholic District School Board, Hastings and Prince Edward District School Board, and the Limestone District School Board. Secondary students' buses left school at 11 a.m. today. Students that traveled to school on secondary buses were also dismissed at 11. All other elementary school buses left at noon. Loyalist College's student nominations were officially open for the next year's student government positions. Nominations forms are to be completed by February 5th. Shelby Y reports on why student leaders are important.
Students can now register for a position online at loyaliststudents.com and receive their nomination forms. Current Vice President of Student Life, Kate Moffitt, says student government is important.
They're the voice of students, so if they have an issue, they go through their student leader, which brings it to school officials.
The student government has a variety of responsibilities, including ensuring that every program and person has a say in what happens in the college. Moffitt says they have started to make big changes for next year.
We have a few renovations in the work. Can't really say too much about it now, but we are planning a few things to enhance student life over the next 5 to 10 years.
Shelby Y, 91X News, Belleville.
That's 91X News time. The 406 Sports is next.
In a world swamped with a bear market, there's a place you can enjoy bull market times.
Come party like it's 2007 at the newly renovated Thirsty Bull Pub and Patio. Great new menu with daily food specials like 59 cent wing Wednesdays and fish and chip Fridays. Great live music every Friday night and all your favorite sports on the big screen. Forget the bear and get on with the bull. The Thirsty Bull Pub and Patio, 449 Dundas Street West, Belleville.
The Miami News Times reported in a story Tuesday that it had obtained files through an employee at a clinic in South Florida that show Alex Rodriguez bought banned substances there. Alex Rodriguez denies reports he took part. A-Rod denies the PED use report the MLB is investigating in Florida clinic connections to players. The Alternative Weekly also named several other players that took part as clients of the Biogenesis Clinic run by Anthony Bosch. The facility recently shut down. Reporter Jim Bell has the story.
Major League Baseball says it's extremely disappointed about a new report that says records from a recently closed anti-aging clinic near Miami link Alex Rodriguez and other players to the purchase of performance-enhancing drugs. The Miami New Times says it obtained the files from a clinic employee. Melky Cabrera, Gio Gonzalez, Bartolo Colon, and Nelson Cruz are on the list. Cabrera and Colon were suspended for failing drug tests last season, and Rodriguez has admitted to using steroids from 2001 to 2003, but insists he stopped after that.
A-Rod has belted 647 home runs in his career and has won 2 American League MVP awards. News around the NFL. The Buffalo Bills renew an agreement to play at least one more regular season game over the next 5 seasons. The deal also includes one preseason game in 2015. The existing 5-year deal expired after the Seattle Seahawks lopsided 50-17 win over the Bills last December, but an extension had long been anticipated. Only 40,770 fans attended this season's game, far short of a sellout of 53,000 that were expected for the final game of the expiring $78 million deal. Buffalo has just won one of its regular season games north of the border, and the Bills were 6-10 last season. The Saskatchewan Roughriders want a new stadium, and it looks to be happening. Regina City Council approved the funding model for preliminary design for a new home for the CFL Saskatchewan Roughriders. More than a dozen delegations spoke before last night's vote, saying they fear the project and will kill infrastructure and civics program. But Mayor Michael Forgey says the city will not suffer.
And I want to stress the fact that every member of council believes that we can do all those things. We're not stopping, we're not going to close down pools. We're not going to stop doing things because we're doing a stadium.
The season is set to begin this June. A very light schedule on the association tonight, as there are only 4 games in action on the hardwood. Warriors are coming off a big win last night in Toronto, and they are in a back-to-back as they battle Kyrie Irving and the Caps. Detroit entertains Monte Ellis and the Milwaukee Bucks. Dallas travels to Portland as they have a date with the Portland Trail Blazers. Powerhouse, power forward, LaMarcus Aldridge and the Blazers. Lastly, the Lakers put their modest 2-game win streak on the line. Kobe Bryant, already leading the NBA in scoring, wants to teach rookie sensation Anthony Davis of the Hornets a lesson. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email sports, 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's 91x weather. It's -3 degrees in freezing fog at the moment. There's a freezing rain warning later in the evening, though. I'm Dan Canatero, 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 6. Quitty.